Hey guys, welcome back to I'm a Boy, it's your girl Tina. If you're a returning listener, hold up. I know it's been a whole year, you don't have to tell me. But if you're new here, welcome. Come join our family. Without further ado, this episode, I can just describe it as a conversation. You're literally jumping into a conversation. If you want to listen to it, if you want to laugh, be lighthearted, have a little bit of fun. It does get heavy at some point, but you know, that's how we roll. Like, conversation just flows. You don't know where you're gonna start, where you're gonna end. But yeah, stick around to the end of the episode to see what we end up discussing. And I'll meet you after the episode. See you later.
I was to say Philomena, and I'm like, yeah. I hate that name.
No, but honestly, that name, their kids weird as fucking
names.
Oh God, this is my one of my teachers in secondary school. Her fucking child, what's this girl's name? Immaculata.
Eh? Yo, you're actually joking. What the fuck is this?
Immaculata.
Immaculata. Then she now has Immaculata Eucharista.
Eucharista.
Oh my God. What's
Polycarp? No, Polycarp, I think it's a
Polycarp Vampires.
She was trying to give you my benefit of the doubt. Polycarp, I what? This is Pius. That's an old person's name. No young person has the name Pius.
My name?
I said Pius. Mass gorge. When I came and I heard that her name was Perpetual, I was like, wow.
Perpetual. Precious. Prosper. Priscilla. Peace. That's all their
no,
names.
No, the rest are fine.
Priscilla.
But
is
that
fine.
Perpetual name, I'm like, you couldn't have found another P name.
You could have found L at the end.
Yes. Perpetual what though?
See the one that this Yoruba family, they named the girl God is with. You for just name this babe Abisola.
Jesus.
Right. Why is her name? My Igbo teacher, biology teacher. He named his daughter Wealth Magnet.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
I said Igbo girl called Wealth Magnet. Mama, that's it. Gold digger. They will call her Gold digger forever. With the team Wealth
I'm
Magnet.
I'm sorry, Wealth Magnet, but Jesus. Mama, how you Wealth doing? Magnet. Are you okay? Are you okay out there?
Or is it the
one
you name your child All Green?
What the fuck is All Green? All Green,
Osha Eco-friendly.
Oh my God.
My child.
All Green. The bigger teacher would approve.
Oh God.
I had a girl in my set in secondary school. I don't know peculiar.
I know, peculiar.
And
she was not very small. This girl was like, she was like here. This is how short she was.
As in,
till she was
below waist level.
And she was in GS3 when I left. Jeez, she's that small. Plus, her mom is the secretary. Her mom is like 4'9". And then her dad too is now short on. So, I'm sure she has some form of dwarfism. Like,
it's possible, yeah.
But
they will not know now.
But she was like all those cute ones, like their body was proportional, like
those cute ones.
Like, I actually died, bro. Sorry, y'all. No. That was a miscue.
The names that people be giving there. There's one in our church that is called Pentecost. In our church. Pentecost.
My wife.
Pentacles.
Huh. No, wow. And some people giving their children names because Christianity.
The one that named Raphael used to piss me off.
Raphael.
Pisses me off. I don't know why. Raphael. Because his short form just Ralph.
And then I Ralph there. Isn't it Ralph? Ew. What do move the L to the middle?
Oh my God, how did Raphael cast triple A?
Ralph is an old person's name too. There are a lot of names that just have sounds. Like the same way Bertha sounds like a big fat woman's name, you know?
Mm.
Like a Bertha.
Bro, like a Bertha.
Like, because a young person with the name Bertha, I'm like, But names are so weird because now all the names we're having, we not have grandmas with those names. Grandma Madison.
Oh.
Grandma Absidy.
So today I'm still very stressed to me that my aunt's name is Lucy.
Lucy.
I don't know why. But here in Edo woman with the name Lucy.
Lucy.
Edo woman. Okay.
Guy, Edo people are names, bro.
Because people hear my name April, they're Edo. How?
They don't know there's like five other names extra. They don't know there's five other names extra inside that thing, guy. Me that I use Tina
calling me Dijon man. I am sorry. Don't
be scared. It dropped.
I know. I'll clean it with wipes.
But yeah.
She is interesting. Nice.
Oh wow.
Their lava cake is so good actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I love it.
So good.
I remember there was a time when, you know, that was when recently I started watching Food Network. And I was like, how can't I do this job? I can't travel and eat. It's not hard.
Some people have been traveling and tasting food. I can't
traveling and I can't do it. What?
It's good.
It is not
good.
Hard.
The
fuck?
Oh no.
Imagine that. Hey, nobody will stop me. Because, you know, they're actually killing two birds in one stone. They're eating a lot of different food and you're going to lots of different places.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
All you have to do is maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, just it.
Because, bro, when I see professional eaters, I'm like, bro.
Bro, all these mukbang people, though, like, how are they doing?
They're unhealthy, though. Because I think one of them came
out. Avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, they'll eat that much and then they'll go and throw everything up. So a lot of
this one did not throw it up though. It accumulated. I'm like, why would you still continue posting though?
I don't know a lot of their names, but like, one girl came out and talked about the whole ED thing that she struggled with because she does more guns. Another guy, it was funny because I watched it different like videos of his over like a year and I saw how he progressively gained weight like a lot and then how he lost it as well because at some point it got so bad like he could barely like he wasn't breathing properly so like he started working out and then lost weight like and he wore his old shirt when he was big and there was so much space but he was still doing more bands. He just started maintaining a healthy lifestyle. It was actually nice to see because it's his girlfriend that videos the whole thing so it was like he showed like yeah they had to do something because he wasn't comfortable anymore.
How did we get from what?
Do you really want to go into how conversations flow?
Like,
conversations just move. They have a life. They have a life of their own.
If you don't get it, forget about it.
Forget about it. Hey guys, it's me again. So just a slight warning, this is where the conversation gets a bit more serious and we start talking about, you know, issues that come up a lot in our families and in our homes, but then at the end we kind of delve off into celebrities and start talking about random shit again. So stay tuned for that.
Body shaming is actually a very interesting thing because my popsy does it a lot all the time because he's very conscious and he'll be doing it. I know he's doing it with good intent too, but you can only defend somebody for so long doing this with good intent, but you're being so disrespectful about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he will not make it seem, he will like have somebody just say something to help you, but you will be saying you're body shaming. I'm like, okay, it's one thing to be like, oh my god, be careful with what you eat, because he does that sometimes, like, oh my god, be careful with about sugar and carbs and things like that. I'll be like, okay, no problem. And then it's one thing that we're having a birthday celebration, we bring out cake, we bring out food, and you're monitoring how much. I'm like, it's literally cake and chicken. But you're monitoring how much cake, what's the percentage of sugar in the cake, what, how many chicken are you eating, how many times have you eaten today, you're eating two. I'm like, this is the first time I'm eating today, like, can you actually just let me eat? And it's funny because he will eat a slice of cake, he'll eat another slice of cake, he'll eat chicken, he'll eat something else. I'm like, but you're following me what I'm eating, like,
sir,
please. Just let me breathe a little bit, okay?
My parents are just annoying because they have done all the journey they want to do, but then they also went through all the like tough shit and deciding for themselves in life. And then they just want to corner you until it's time to release you into the heat of the adult world. And I'm like, isn't it better for you to allow me make my own choices and grow into the adult world rather than protect me and do everything for me and then just suddenly remove all that only for me to be slapped in the face?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them to realize that because they're like, it's all just for in your best interest, whatever, like, just do as I say, only listen to me, I'm always right type thing. But in reality, that's not how the adult world works.
Yeah. You can only shelter somebody for so long, right? At some point, you need to let people make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Figure themselves out.
Then, when they think about consequences, they're thinking of, oh, what would my mom do to me if I do this? What if my dad do to me if I do that?
Especially instead when your of that, for reacting to
exactly.
The best way.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of that, why don't you teach them to watch how you make decisions? Watch how you live and navigate through the adult world. Always encourage and educating your children at a young age. Have important conversations and have them thinking instead, oh, what would my mom do in this situation? What would my dad do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Not what would they do to me if I fuck up this situation?
Exactly.
It's so, like, it's very hard for them to understand that.
A lot of African homes are do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly.
You know? Because your parents say one thing and they want you to follow that, but you actively see them doing something else and you're like, I'm really confused because I like, what example are you guys giving me?
Exactly.
And the issue is people feel like children are robots. Like, you tell a child sit still, okay, sure, you want them to sit still, but the child is a child and the child doesn't understand the necessity to sit still, which is why actively you see a lot of young people being like, don't tell me, explain it to me, you don't want me to go out, you don't want me to do this, why?
Well, I'm telling you because
I said so. That's not a reason.
That's
literally not a reason.
You're
you're
just exercising your authority.
Exactly. And that's because they feel
that
you're small, they can do that.
It's only going to teach kids like there are things that
they don't have rights
simply because, and
mm-hmm.
they must follow them. There's uniform procedures to follow and shit like that. And if you go against it, there's going to be a consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be bad because at the end of the day, they're going to connote the 10, like, groundings, timeouts.
Yeah.
Or if
mm-hmm.
you give them a light tap or something as the bad things. So it's like bad consequences if you don't follow rules. And if some kids actually grow and still stick to that mindset, they become like literal, they eat themselves up.
Yeah.
And they don't have individuality. They find themselves at a lack because they see other people. Oh, they're so free will. They're living their lives and all this stuff, but they can't do that. And then worst case scenario, well, not worst case scenario because there are many ways it can go. They get depressed. They start thinking, oh, what was I doing my entire life? I was just following what my parents told me, what this, what that. I never got to make any decisions of my own. And then they go into the adult world and just, it eats them up.
Mm-hmm. And the fact is, we learn to regulate our emotions as well based on their own feelings and things. I still remember being a young child and thinking, oh, Popsy, like, my dad is back. And once he comes back, a lot of us will just go to our rooms. Because he comes back and he's not smiling, he's not happy, so we think, oh, he's pissed. So we feel like the best way is just to avoid him entirely. And it was so bad because it got to the point that anytime we needed anything, even from him, we'd ask our mom to ask him because we were afraid to talk to him. he had literally had to call a meeting and be like, "You guys, I'm your dad, and you can talk to me." And we're like, can we really, sir? Because, like, and I know it's taken a lot for me to actively try to get close to my dad and, like, form relationships and have conversations, because it was very hard to relate with him. Like, we couldn't understand him. A lot of the things that he did didn't make sense to us. And this whole never giving us a reason. So we really didn't know why he did some of the things he did and why he acted the way he acted. But then when we get older, as we're older now, when we talk to him more, we just find out that, honestly, he's just flawed. At the end of the day, parents are human beings. They're flawed in so many ways. A lot of things they do is their own trauma response from when they were younger, or them just not really even knowing what it takes to be a parent and doing whatever they feel is the best for us, even if it doesn't make sense. But I think that when you come to that understanding that your parents are flawed as well, it doesn't hurt as much.
True. Because at the end of the day, they're all their own person, and they've also been through shit that we don't know about.
Mm.
So it's just a kind of, I brought this human being into the world. I don't want to see them, like, crumble the way I'm crumbling. Or
you don't want to see them go through the same things you did.
Go through the same mistakes, make the same stupid decisions. I just want them to be okay in this weird world.
Yeah.
But they fall to the default of following the, what's it called, the,
that old ideology,
yeah,
of just spread the word, spoil the child kind,
exactly,
of thing.
Exactly. Instead of actually being progressive and talking to their children.
You know the funny thing? The whole idea of spread the word, spoil the child, the rod, but because they're thinking of it as like a shepherd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the shepherd's rod is literally to guide the sheep,
mm-hmm,
and to get them out of tough situations when they get into them. Because that's why, like, you see in the Bible sometimes the shepherd's rod is curved at the top. That's why if they fall down, they can use it and lift them up, right? Because actually, you don't beat sheep. You don't really need to. Because they learn from watching other sheep and from what you guide them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole spread the rod and spoil the child thing, I'm like, I understand that you might feel that there is a need to hit a child sometimes, right? Whatever your reason might be. But for that to be your number one solution to everything, like, I remember my friend, when we were growing up, he didn't really like eating swallow. And swallow is a common food, like Nigerians, eba, soup, that kind of thing. It's normal, that's what we eat, like, a lot. And then, but he would manage and try and eat it, but then he would chew the eba sometimes, because, like, swallowing is hard as a child. I remember that evening he was in our house and his mom was beating him because he was chewing the eba. And I was like, even as a child, I remember thinking, he's eating. Like, he's, you know, it, like, why is it such a big deal that he's chewing? Like, I mean, I know traditionally we don't chew, but he's, at least he's eating the food.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make any sense to me that they were flogging him for it. So they still used to sometimes flog him because he was left-handed and he would use his left hand. And I was like, fam,
I don't understand that left hand thing and disrespect used to piss me off.
My popsy was telling us an adage, Nigala, that basically is like, you don't use the hand, you used to clean your bum or something like that to give something to an elder. And I remember giving something to my dad with my left hand, and he was saying something about how that don't give me anything with your left hand again. That, do I know where your hand is? But you give it to the right hand. And I looked at my dad dead in the eye, and I was like, I clean my bum bum with my right hand. And I walked away. And I remember him saying, I remember my mom laughing. I said, it's good for you. And when I said, oh my God, never touch anything I'm holding again with any of your hands. Because I'm like, for you to think that I'm right-handed, why would you assume that I use my left hand? That's why you wash your hand when you leave the bathroom. Like, I don't understand. I said, I clean my bum on my right hand. Thank you. And I walked away. Because, like, I understand tradition and all, but fam, you never know what anybody's doing with either of their hands. You don't know how this COVID has made a lot of people more conscious about, like, dirt and cleanliness.
Because
a lot of these people, one day me and my siblings are just reading articles about celebrities that don't bath, because that's what's been raining now. Too many of them. This Pattinson. Yes.
I mean, I saw
The Stewart girl that did she from Teen Wolf. Apparently both of them were smelling. They used to one of the people that are working on the set, they say from an inside source. The person literally said, and they quoted, he reeks. Like, it's so hard to be around him. And like, apparently he doesn't wash his hair because he doesn't see the point. His hair is just something that hangs on his head. The same way his apartment is messy because it's just a place that he sleeps, nothing more. I said, wow. And then Brad Pitt talking about just a few wipes when he smells bad. And Mila Kunis is talking about how, you know, they don't, until the kids are stinking before they bathe them. And then swimming.
Yeah,
also,
like, there's no stain on them, then why?
Right. And I'm just like, huh. But Mila Kunis did talk about how hers was different. How, because growing up, they were poor. So it was a way to save water and save, like, on the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can understand that. But now, you guys are celebrities now. Money is, come on, it's not a scarce commodity.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. And it's so funny now that we are praising the other celebrities that be. Like Jason Momoa. Somebody was like, Jason Momoa, come on, he's Aquaman. He bathes all the time. But he was like, yeah, he bathes like twice a day. Dwayne Johnson said he bathes 3 times a day.
Of
because
course.
Okay, he works out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that he uses like exfoliation, like he uses exfoliants, uses face wash, uses different. I was like, wow, he was listing on and on. I was like, wow, thank you. It really just makes you realize that human beings are very funny creatures, honestly.
Very, very funny.
Hello, it's the end of the episode. Congratulations. Clap for yourself. You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I gave you a little bit more time because I know you're clapping hard. But yeah, that was the end of a beautiful episode. Thank you for sticking through to the end. If you're new here, go listen to our old stuff. We have a lot going on. And if you're coming back, well, that was the end. Hopefully we don't post again next year and we're actually consistent this time. But go like, share, you know, follow us on Insta. It's Amiable Business Center on Instagram, and share it with your friends, you know, anyone you think will relate, anyone you think would love to listen. As for me, I'm going to bed. It is currently 1 a.m. where I am, and I have to be up early, so I will see you next time.